And anybody who listens to me now will be able to do that. They would no longer be listening by now if they were not something that they recognize as the truth. So anybody who listens to this is able to allow this moment to be, not continuously, and the beautiful thing is, it doesn't have to be continuous. I'm not saying from now on you are going to be, or try to be, even worse, try to be present and try hard to be present from now on for the rest of your life. And you have it's a new problem then. Fortunately, that's not needed. All that's needed is to allow this moment to be, and that's not a lot. It's just this moment. And that's very strange, because the normal human state is very different from being open completely with what is now and face it in that state of openness and in that state of alertness, and which is true intelligence. A state of alertness which at first sight looks as if you didn't know much anymore. But that is intelligence that is greater than thought. Then thought or action can come out of that state if it's needed. And it'll be right for that moment. It will be unpremeditated, unrehearsed, unprepared, completely fresh, completely new, and completely right. The optimum response for that moment. Or nothing may happen, no words may come, no action may arise, and then that will be the optimum response. There are many situations in which nothing is needed, except the simple act of surrender to what is. There are many situations in which nothing can be done for now, except the simple fact of realizing, accepting that nothing can be done right now. And so that is the beautiful state of surrender. And that frees you from being dependent on and threatened by the world of form, in other words, the world. So one could say it frees you from the world, so to speak. Not that you turn away from it. In fact, you can only become free of the world by facing it fully and openly. We're not running away from anything. So that state of allowing what is the opposite of running away from or denying what is. That, in fact, is the mind's usual way, denying what is, because I'm looking for something else. Not this. I'm looking for the next moment. Don't give me this moment. Don't want this. I want that. I'm running to the next moment. That's why I'm in such a hurry. Because I'm hoping to complete myself there. I needed to complete myself. I'm not complete yet. Leave me alone. So the wonderful thing then, and we come back to your question, with that comes the realization that you are complete already. On the deepest level, I realized, and that was part of that piece, that I am already complete. Of course, there are many things I could still achieve and I haven't yet achieved in this world. Hundreds of things that I could achieve, and if one or two I may achieve. And there are many things I could learn and add to my knowledge or my experiences. There are still things to be experienced on that level, fine. But on a deepest level, there is that sense of fullness and completion already. in which you don't need any more to add to who you are. You are already the fullness. Life is your essence, but that's not the life of form. It's the life prior to form. The formless one life that you are is already complete in you. And then you as form, yes, can still do things and experience things beautifully and truly enjoy, because you don't need those things anymore to enhance your sense of self. As long as you need all those things to enhance your sense of self, you may be trying to enjoy yourself, but really there's a kind of desperation behind it, a neediness and a frustration. You're never quite getting there because you're using the world to enhance your sense of self, and it doesn't work. So that's the beautiful thing then, is that the realization that in the now there is already the fullness of life as your very essence. So that's the wonderful thing when you can just walk around nature or the city in that state of openness, in which thought isn't that important anymore. And here, that's an interesting thing